leaders?
Yeah, I think they just lead by example. I think, you know, sometimes they say so, sometimes they don't. But, you know, for the young kids, I think the easiest thing to do is to look at guys like Wheels, and then I feel like Shife's kind of follows Wheels. Shife's, you know, another guy, and then and on the backhand is Buff. And, you know, sometimes they talk, sometimes they keep it light in the room, sometimes they send a message. But just the way they play, you know, Wheels, for example, is your perfect, you know, that guy plays the simplest game, wants a puck, hungry, moving his feet all the time. You know, if nothing's going on, he keeps his shift short, you know, and puts the next guy in a good position, you know. And I think he'll get down himself sometimes, but he's always kind of keeping everyone up on the bench and, you know, making sure everyone's involved, and that's really important.
Paul, well, you've had about 2 months now of exposure inside here to Dustin Byfuglien. What have you discovered about him?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I haven't played with him. I played against him. I played with him at some camps and stuff like that. So I've known what kind of guy he is, what kind of personality he has. And I just think, you know, he's missed that taste for playoffs, and now he realizes what it is and how hard it is. And he enjoys it. I think, you know, day in, day out, he realized, you know, it's a battle. You're going to be sore day in, day out. But I think when you're not in it for so long and you miss it, now you realize how bad you want it, how rare these opportunities are. And, you know, he's the first guy not to take a night off, knowing how important these games are.
Fair or not, that this entire year seemed to center around eventually this team playing Nashville, which you guys did. How do you reset in a hurry? I mean, you talked about.
Yeah, I think it was nice. I think it was, like you said, I think it was nice playing right away, you know. But the coaching staff did a good job. I think, you know, you almost get too high a little bit after every round. You know, like you said, everyone knew you're going to have to eventually, whoever was going to probably have to go through Nashville, just how good they were, just where they were last year, and just their expectations. And then you beat them, and then I think we did a good job kind of turning the page right away. And I think that starts from the coaching staff down, and, you know, being able to just get right back into it and getting the crowd into it, I think makes it a little easier.
How big was the first goal? That's something you guys didn't have against the Nashville.
Yeah, that was huge for us, I think, early in the game, too. And then all of a sudden, just gave life to everyone on the bench, the crowd, but more the players, you know. I think it makes us a little looser a little bit. You know, I think that first game, the first couple minutes are always first game of every of a new round. I think everyone wants to get that first shift out of the way, but then also you have the lead and you can relax a little bit and play your game.
Given how well Fleury's played, do you think it was big to put up four against him tonight too?
Yeah, I mean, trying to think the goal. Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, if you're going to beat him, you're going to have to beat him. You have to move him across. You know, you're going to have to, you know, deflections, get in front of them. You know, sometimes they're not the prettiest goals, but I think we did a good job of getting to the net and getting first, second chance opportunities. And, you know, the majority of the time if he sees it, he's going to stop it. But, you know, we know with him, you get it's those second, third efforts that you really got to bear down on.
We're looking at a scenario, you know, for the first game, third round. Could you think of one that was better than the way it started tonight?
No, I mean, I think for us, it's just, I think just the last two games at home, the way maybe the last three games at home, I think we didn't start the way we wanted, you know, in the second round. So I think we learned our lesson from there and tried to fix that as quick as we can.